You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marian Navarro. Recovery efforts continue in Kerrville this morning after another round of catastrophic flooding swept through the Texas Hill Country. TPR's Jack Morgan was there on Thursday.
One of the clearest signs of how much the flooding had once again changed Kerrville was the closure of the Sidney Baker Street Bridge, something rarely seen. Resident Jamie Flores explained why.
But now the barge that they were using to search for the people is stuck under that bridge right there. So that's what they're doing.
The barge had been used in the search for the two Camp Mystic campers who remain unaccounted for before it broke away from its moorings and became lodged underneath the bridge. Flores doesn't live along the Guadalupe, but she said friends who do escaped the flooding safely.
Yes, everybody's safe so far.
I'm Jack Morgan in Kerrville.
First responders in Kerrville carried out dozens of water rescues and evacuations after more than 20 inches of rain flooded neighborhoods and submerged roadways. Police Chief Gerald Haley says many of those rescues involved people who drove into high water.
A large number of the people who were evacuated were people who had driven into high water areas that they should have never gone into. And so a lot of the evacuations were just us assisting those drivers and passengers to get out of those vehicles and get to safety.
City crews continue clearing debris and inspecting bridges while monitoring water levels. Officials say the city's surface water plant remains offline because of river conditions and a power outage, but groundwater wells are keeping the water system operating. They say water pressure remains stable. No boil water notice is expected. And as the Hill Country begins another long recovery, the group behind last year's $150 million flood relief campaign is mobilizing again. The Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country says its fundraising efforts helped 130 households return to permanent housing last year. Another 98 households continue working towards permanent housing solutions. Foundation CEO Austin Dixon told TPR's The Source he hopes people across the country will once again support Hill Country communities.
I think that the American people are a generous people, and this disaster is different than last year, although it has some similarities, and we'll see how it turns out.
Donations to the Texas Hill Country Flood Relief Fund will help nonprofit and civic organizations meet immediate needs while supporting the long-term recovery, including housing assistance, mental health services, and other efforts. And with the flooding, climate scientists are working to help better understand the role of a warming climate plays in storms like these. Climate Central meteorologist Shell Winkley spoke to TPR's The Source on Thursday.
When we do experience rain in this area, we've seen an increase of rainfall rates. So how much faster that rain is falling out of the sky, anywhere from about 6% to 30% faster rainfall rates than we did just 40 to 50 years ago.
Winkley says the Texas Hill Country has long been known as Flash Flood Alley, but a warmer atmosphere is increasing the amount of rain that storms can produce.
We're not saying that our warming climate caused these floods this year or last year, right? But we understand how it's making it more likely, more frequent. So when you get these right weather systems to come along, we're adding a little more rain than what would have fallen on an already serious situation.
You can keep up to date with recovery efforts and the flood's aftermath at TPR.org. Meanwhile, in San Antonio, the Bexar County Parks and Recreation Department will begin major cleanup efforts at the Gunn Family Coyote Dog Park after it was hit by an EF1 tornado earlier this week. Officials say the work to reopen the park will begin now that the rain chances have cleared. Wednesday morning's tornado reached peak winds of 100 miles per hour, damaging buildings and businesses. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.